Just as soon as he was out of sight, they'd quit serving. I was working for Brother Floyd Lindsay years and years ago, riprapping the ends of Spring River Bridge right there at Mammoth Spring. And there's some boys that was, I was pounding rocks into the big cracks, small rocks into the big cracks to make it more impervious to erosion. And they were laying the huge stones. I mean, some of them half as big as this pulpit. Some of them, I guess, big as this pulpit before they split them. Big old sandstones that we went out in the woods and gathered on a truck. And took two men to lift some of them onto a truck this big. And they rip-wrapped that whole end of that bridge with those rock. And the boss, as long as he was there, that crew really worked hard. But just as soon as he jumped in his car and took off, they sat down and smoked. And I would watch them, me and the old man that was working with me, we'd watch them. You know, we just kept working away. Amen. And the boss came by one day and talked to us. And he said, that bunch over there said he don't think I know what they're doing. He said, I know what they're doing. He said, they're working as long as I'm here, and when I'm gone, they quit. He knew exactly what he was doing. He wouldn't have been able to got out of sight unless it had been awful trustworthy people. And you know, this old time religion is a trust. This that God has given us is a trust. If you're not a man of integrity, you'll do pretty good in church, but when you get out of church, you'll go hog wild, and you'll have a double life if you're not very careful. There's a lot of people living a double life. Amen. The Bible calls that eye service and men pleasers. They do well as long as somebody's watching them, but they don't do too well on their own. You got to have a conscience to live for God, a good life one. Amen. You got to be sold out to live for God. Amen. I mean, we live in a day when folks don't care about their reputation. They don't care about their good name. They don't care about anything. They haven't got the mind and capacity to understand that they are creating a reputation. They're creating a record. Amen. And so he didn't ask them to do something they couldn't do. He gave them talents according to their several ability. Isn't that nice? God just gives us what we can handle. A lot of times we say, oh, I'd like to have more. We're not doing too good a job sometimes what we got. Amen. I tell Sister Collins that all the time. She's wanting a bigger house, and I tell her she can't hardly keep this one. Amen. I said, you'll have to have your servant if you get one much bigger. Amen. Well, be that as it may. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. It is Bible to trade. Huh? He commended this guy that traded with the same and made money. Amen. Yeah. So that's Bible to have some fruitful activity with what God has blessed you with. Come on. Amen. They traded with the same. That's a lesson in itself in responsibility, a lesson in itself in trust, if you will. Amen. He traded with the same and made them other 5 talents, double the money. Hey, praise God. We don't realize sometimes that what we have belongs to God. And we're to use it rightly for the glory of God. Amen. Only get hung up here too much on this. Likewise, he that had received two, he also gained other two. In other words, he traded two and doubled his money. Talents is money. Amen. In fact, it's small fortune. I didn't realize, you know, how much it was, but then I read in one annotation, you know, that it was $29,000. And nowadays, it would be a whole lot more than that. That was back when $29,000 was $29,000, but a dollar is not a dollar anymore. It takes about 20 to do what you used to with a dollar. Amen. So I mean, you multiply 29,000 by about 10 or 20 now, and you've got a small fortune. Amen. And they had every one of them had a small. Even the guy that received one and went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money, he had a small fortune. But it wasn't going to make one dime in the ground. Amen. But a lot of times, you know, folks take out attitude, this is mine, I'll do what I want to with it. Well, I'll tell you one thing, we are free with this trust to use it rightly. Amen. But it is not our money. It is not our paycheck, if you will. Amen. You say, oh, yes, it is. No, it's not. God just gave it to you in trust. Hallelujah. It belongs to him. Oh, yes, it is mine. If it's not mine, whose is it? It's God's, the one that gave you the strength, gave you the food, that gave you the strength to do the work and to make the money. Amen. It belongs to God. Praise God. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. It was a long time. But the reckoning day finally come. That's what I'd like to dwell on tonight. The day of reckoning is soon coming. Amen. And he said, so he received five talents, came, brought the other five, saying, Lord, thou delivered some of me five talents, and behold, I've gained beside them five talents more. And his Lord said to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. In other words, you did good with what I gave you of mine. Now I'm going to give you something of your own. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. I'll make thee ruler over many cities. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also received two talents, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents. What are you reading about? I'm reading about the reckoning. He reckoned with them. The day of reckoning for all of us is not very far off. Amen. We've just got a little while, and then we're going to be reckoned with right shortly. We're going to go to judgment. We're going to face the Lord that owns all the earth and the fullness thereof and give account of just how well we did with what he gave us. Amen. Hey, send him well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many. Isn't that good? Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent. He realized it was the Lord's. Then, probably as never before, he realized it was the Lord's, and that he was responsible to his Lord for it, that he was merely a servant, a steward, a man in trust with another's goods. Amen. We realize that pretty soon. Amen. After we've dilly-dallied around, if we're not very careful and wasted God's money on things that didn't profit the kingdom of God, Amen. And squandered it and scattered it, or either put it back in a rat hole. Amen. And you know what a rat hole is, you know. That's where the guy was saving his money. He didn't know there was a pack rat lived there, and he was carrying it all off. He thought he was saving it up. Amen. And so he went to get his money one day, and he wasn't any there. The pack rat had carried it all off. And so that's where we get the saying of the rat hole. Amen. That's what I meant when Carol up at Middletown lived across the road from the church. She had me to pray for her. She called Oral Roberts. She called Harold Dunn. She called every deliverance preacher in the country. She talked for me hours at a time. I stood out in the yard and talked to her till the sun blistered my head. Sun burned down on my head, literally. Amen. And every time I talked to her till I was literally red in the face. I mean literally red in the face. And after about 1 hour or so, she'd call back and ask the same questions. Hadn't heard one thing I said and didn't pay attention to anything I told her. Amen. And I finally one day, of course, her problem was she felt like she'd committed unpardonable sin. She wasn't too scared about it. She was still wearing them breeches and still smoking them cigarettes. And I figured anybody that was worried very much about committing the unpardonable sin or going too far, they at least lay off the things that was detrimental to them. Amen. And offensive to God. And so one day she walked in the church and she asked me, said, "Brother Collins, are you still praying for me?" I said, "No, I ain't," in my Arkansas vernacular. She said, "Why not?" I said, "Because I ain't cramming no more prayers down a rat hole." Amen. Hallelujah. And she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, you get ready to quit that smoking, quit wearing them pedal pushers and them bitches around, living in sin. You get ready to live for God, I'll pray for you." Amen. And the last I knew, she was still in the same shape that she was in a bad mental state. But she had sense enough to seek prayer. If you got sense enough to seek prayer, you got sense enough to do right, I think. Amen. Said, "Brother Collins, you're liable to hurt somebody's feelings like that." I said, "No, I ain't least bit worried. If anybody's got sense enough to get their feelings hurt, they got sense enough to do better." Amen. And sometimes I wonder about some folks. And the Lord answered and said to him, "Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strowed." He hung his own self by his own tongue. Amen. We always do. Hang our own self by our own tongue. "Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. You could at least put it in the bank, and I would have had my own with interest." Usury he uses here. Amen. "That take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. The 10-talented man got the 1 talent that wasn't used because he was faithful with what God gave him. Amen. God knows how much we've got. God knows how much we're to give account of. And we do, too. Praise God. Yeah, we do. We're like one evangelist used to have a prayer meeting where folks could confess their sins and get ready for the revival. He'd have prayer services before the revival started. Amen. One man just sitting up back, congregation wasn't praying. He went back and talked to him. Everybody's praying except him. He said, "Sir, don't you have any sins that you need to confess?" And he said, "I can't think of any." And he said, "Just guess at it." Said he guessed at the first guess. We all know. "And everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have an abundance. From him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he half." Amen. One evangelist said, "That which he seemeth to have, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now listen to this part. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, I'm talking about the reckoning day. Amen. And all the holy angels with him, he shall sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. It'll happen quicker than we're ready for it. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Amen. And you know what they said? He said, I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, we didn't know it was you that we was doing all these things to. Well, it don't say it in that phraseology, but it says, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Amen. And the king shall answer and say unto them, it's reckoning day. Verily I say unto you, that inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. We didn't know. There's a tape somewhere in this tape library. Amen. Several years back, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years back. Lord, I didn't know it was you. I preached that very text. Amen. Get it and listen to it one more time. Amen. Brother Burkett heard it, and he went on the missionary field preaching, Lord, I didn't know it was you. Brother Routon listened to it. Amen. Got him a message of his own. His only brother Routon can preach on it. Praise God. Lord, I didn't know it was you. If I'd have just knew it was you, I'd have done better. Amen. We say, Lord, let me touch the hem of your garment. Let me touch the hem of your garment as Jesus passes by. Let me feel the thrill of his presence and know that he is nigh. Let me hear the voice of the Savior in tones sweet and low, bidding me come and drink at the fountain where healing waters flow, and will not be sitting right beside the body of Christ in church tonight. Let me rephrase that. We are sitting right beside the body of Christ in church tonight. Amen. Ye are the body of Christ, the Bible said. Him of his garment, nothing. Hallelujah. You can reach out and shake the hand of the body of Christ. Touch the hem of his garment. It was said of this body that if two or three of you agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. What a revelation! Praise God. It's reckoning day. And the righteous are getting their just deserts, even though they in their faulty discernment, and sometimes our discernment is faulty. Sometimes we don't know who the bad eggs are. Sometimes we don't know who the angels are. Sometimes the bad eggs come all dressed up, and sometimes the angels come in ragged clothes. We don't always know. Amen. So what are you going to do? We're going to have to do good by all alike. We're going to have to show the Spirit of Christ to all alike. Huh? Amen. I'd rather give and give and give again and help and help and help again and do and do and do again and go and go and go again and get bit 5 times out of 10than to not do anything and miss the angels when they come by. Amen. Praise God. Oh, I've given some offerings that maybe if I had to do over, I might not give, but I ain't got any sad regrets. I gave it to the Lord. Hallelujah. I gave it to Jesus. Amen. Yeah, didn't ask for it back neither. Praise God. I employed it in the service of God. Hallelujah. However, amen, if anybody gives me a large amount of money, I'm a little bit slow to scatter it to the four winds because, amen, there's always a chance that they might change their mind and want their money back. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Willie Markham took church to pastor after I pastored it in Middletown, and a dear lady got a large insurance settlement, and so she wanted to do something for God. She gave the preacher $500, Brother Willie Markham, namely. I was living out on Elk Creek Road, across from that Baptist church right there in Miltonville, Bonnie. Amen. If they ever open that road up again, you'll pass right by my house that I built there on Elk Creek Road. Amen. It's open. They got it open. Amen. And I'm glad they did because I have to go clear around the world and go see Jeff now. And, amen. She called me up. I was living there, and she said, I gave Brother Willie $500 and said, no, he won't give it back. And she said, I was just loaning it to him. And I said, you wasn't done it either. You're lying to me. I know you gave it to him, and you know you gave it to him. And you wasted the rest of it. Now you're out of money and you want your money back. Amen. And she got so mad at me, she hung the phone up on me. I didn't call her. She called me. Amen. And I guarantee you after I got done talking to her, amen, she wasn't asking for her money back anymore. She knew that I knew the truth about her giving. Amen. She wanted to be Mr. Big for a little while and gave the preacher $500, but after she wasted the rest of her money that she got in her insurance settlement, she wanted her $500 back. She didn't go to the other places where she wasted her money. She went to the preacher, amen, to get it back from him. Now the preacher's a crook because he took it and paid his bills with it. Amen. Ah, glory to God. Listen to this. And the king shall answer them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Now what are these people going to hell for? You tell me now, get your Bible out and read what are these people going to hell for. I didn't write it. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Amen. Listen to what they're going to hell for. I was a hungered and you gave me no meat. You got mad every time they took up offering in church for the needy or for a missionary. Or if they announced that a missionary's coming, you stayed home instead of coming to church because you knew they was going to take up a little offering. Huh? Amen. Well, what's these people going to hell for anyhow? Amen. Said, I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. Amen. Well, glory to God. And you tell me that God's going to send folks to hell because they didn't do right by the one that knocked on their door? Well, read it in your own Bible. Amen. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger? We didn't know it was you, Lord, or we'd have took you in. We didn't know it was you, Lord, or we'd have fed you. We didn't know it was you, Lord, or we'd have helped you. We didn't know it was you, Lord, or we'd have gave in the offering. If we'd had to sell something, we'd have gave in the offering. Amen. Folks, tithing's not even in it. Tithing's where the children play around. Amen. Oh, Jesus told a New Testament disciple, sell that you have and give to the poor and you'll have treasures in heaven. Amen. I mean, this is Pentecost. They pardoned their lots, sold their possessions, and brought the price thereof. Amen. And laid at the apostles' feet, and the camp meeting went on. Tithing wasn't even in it. They'd already paid tithes to the priest up at the temple. Amen. Oh, they're selling out now for God, going all the way for God. Amen. I mean, way down in the fourth chapter of Acts, revival's been going on for years. Praise God. And here's Barnabas. I mean, he lost the election, and most folks, if they hadn't got voted in, they'd have picked up their marbles and went home. Not Barnabas. He sold out and brought the price and laid at the apostles' feet, and they gave him a new name, Son of Consolation. Hallelujah. That tithing is not even in it. Praise God, in the New Testament economy. Hallelujah. We give according to the need and the urgency and the emergency. We share, if you will. Amen. And God blesses all of us for it. Can you say amen? Praise God. Then shall you answer him, I was a stranger and you took me not in, naked and you clothed me not, sick and in prison you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. I have people arguing me all the time that tithing's not in the New Testament. Well, this is. This is a lot more demanding than tithing. Amen. And listen to what he says. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment. What for? Because they had robbed God when they had opportunity to do better. Amen. But the righteous unto life eternal. Amen. Oh, glory to God. The reckoning days are coming. Hallelujah. You know the reason some people are in trouble financially? It's because God's taken away the talent they had. He's going to give it to somebody else because they didn't prove themselves trustworthy with it. I tell you what, if you're in trouble, you better start looking for something to give away. Let God know He can trust you with what He's given you. Amen. Because you're going to have a harder time before it's over. And you're going to have even a worse time in the judgment. Praise God. Your time belongs to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, your Sundays belong to God. I mean, there was a day when I was raised in a family in the hills of Arkansas where our Easter was spent on the river. Amen. We didn't go to church on Sunday. For a long time we didn't. Not regular anyway. Once in a great while, we'd go to church on Sunday. But all our holidays were spent out fishing and picnicking. And we'd leave the house of God. Did you know our nation is reverting back to heathenism just fast as it can? We're just like a bunch of hogs. We don't know when Sunday comes. I mean, lay up in bed and not go to church. There's a reckoning day coming, folks. God didn't give you all 7 days. He said, 6 days shalt thou labor. Amen. One of them belongs to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The reckoning days are coming. Hallelujah. We need to put God first. Yeah. We need to watch. Our example is being watched by little kids all around us. Amen. Not only are they watching, but God's are watching. Well, amen. Time to pray. Let's pray for the service tonight. Brother Gerald, he preaches. Amen. And the progress of this service tonight.